Hello everyone and good morning. Well, it will be morning when you hear this, but hello, how are you? Welcome back to my Sunday journal series. Now, normally I would do my 52 lists for happiness, and it's like a chit chat, but this time we're doing this unscripted. Basically just so I can get everyone kind of caught up on, you know, what's been happening, you know, some really hard things, some difficult things, some good things, you know, have happened. So I thought, you know, I want to take a break from the 52 list journal, which I love, but every now and then, you know, I need a break from it. I do, because it's a process, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But you know, no talk can begin without some talking points. So while this is unscripted, sorta, I do have some talking points, because if I didn't, we would be here for a while. And I know y'all got better things to do than listen to me yak all day. So I'm going to get this started. Again, welcome. Happy Sunday. And let me get into it. So, the first thing on my list is my Maxie, or his name was Maximus, his passing. It was really hard for me and my daughter. You know, we've had that cat since my daughter was 10. And, you know, we loved him like he was family. I mean, he was family. It was devastating. You know, I thank God that I had a doctor's appointment that day, that I was actually home, and that I was the one that saw him take his last breath, and that it wasn't my daughter. I basically got home in just enough time to see him in duress and him take a last, like, deep breath, and then he was gone. And you can imagine how traumatic that was, because, you know, I kind of freaked out. But it's really been hard, because you're used to your pet's presence again, because they're family. So it's been hard, but we're doing better. You know, we've been dealing. You really miss the absence. I think you know, every day is different from day to day. You know, the first 4 days, we couldn't get through without crying. It was just, what do we do? You know, how people deal with death and tragedy is different for everyone. And, you know, we've done different things. Last week, I actually bought his ashes home, his little box. And it really puts things into perspective when this was a big cat. And to have him in a little, like, 3x4 inch wooden box, which I did post on Friday, it just really puts things into perspective. And it was emotional picking up his ashes, it was. But he's home, he sits on, you know, a mantle right in front of us, and it's brought me some peace. How we've been coping, how we've been getting along. We've just been grinding. You know, we've been trying to stay busy, do different things. We got this crazy 1,000 piece puzzle called the 80s, and it's like a montage of everything 80s. We've been working on it for about, I want to say we've been working on it since the beginning of April, because we started working on this before he passed away. And it's been a good deterrent. I've been watching a lot of YouTube. I look at a lot of families on YouTube. I love the dynamic of some families, and some of that brings me, you know, comfort. I've thrown myself into, you know, working on the blog and, you know, dealing with that. I've been cleaning a lot, like a lot. Some people, they write, they paint, they run, they jog. I clean. Cleaning for me, it's something about it. It just restores my soul. And yeah, I'm a weirdo, but we're all weirdos and we're beautiful, right? So, you know, my daughter and I, we're going to be all right. And that's what I've been saying throughout this whole process. You know, if I start crying or I get emotional, you know, my daughter's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm going to be all right. I need to do this. I'm going to be all right. So we are moving on. It's slow, but we are moving on, and we're getting to a point where we remember him and we have these fond memories and we're not sad. So that's a good thing. Next, let me tell y'all about self-hosting. Whatever people have told you about self-hosting, I'm going to give you the real. I have been, you know, I've self-hosted a website before when I did my doll place blog. And, you know, the blog wasn't making any money. I was spending a lot of money every month to keep the self-hosting service. So I decided to let it go. And when it went, all of my hard work was gone. So I learned that valuable lesson to always save, export, back your stuff up, have copies, because people that blog put a lot of work into that content, and to have it gone, you know, I had nightmares about that. So, you know, I promised myself once I got a certain amount of followers, I would, you know, get a custom domain. Once I got this many followers, I would self-host, because self-hosting does allow you the freedom to create your own script or HTML. I'm gonna get it right, y'all. HTML code. It lets you write your own CSS if you're tech savvy. I don't know a lot. I know a little bit from a former course that I took, but there were a lot of things that I wanted to do stylistically that I could not do. So I went with DreamHost, and no shade to DreamHost. DreamHost has been great, but since I've been self-hosting under DreamHost, it's been about, I want to say it's about 2 weeks now, I have had more spam than I have ever had in the year of blogging with just my blog and WordPress.com. I get spam every day. And if I want to block it, you know what? I got to pay for it. It's a damn nuisance is what it is. Also, I exported my blog, or so I thought I did, and uploaded the blog, and it was a process. I had to upload 2 files 6 times before I got everything. It wasn't until last week when my daughter said, Mommy, where's that post you put up about gifts for bloggers? And in doing some research, I found out everything that I posted from June last year to December, gone. Like in the blogosphere. It didn't import. Now it's on WordPress, but it's not in you know, on the current blog that you all are looking at. So I'm panicking. All my 52 lists, everything I put up for fall. Y'all know I love October. All my Christmas posts, all my quotes, just sitting on another blog. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. So that has been a process. So if you see a lot of posting, I'm backdating my 52 list so I can archive it and have it up on a blog. Yo, I'm going to try to have that ready. But that has been a nuisance. You know, I belong to a group on Facebook, and everyone, it's a forum. And it's for female bloggers and entrepreneurs. You can ask questions, and people always recommend how great self-hosting is. But let me tell you, what they don't tell you is how much more work it is. And I would caution anyone that if you don't intend on making some money for your blog, from your blog, then think twice about self-hosting. The one thing I will say that's great about it, you get to use your own template. You can make your blog look however you want. You could use MailChimp. You can use Amazon ads. The possibilities are infinite. But again, there's the good and the bad. If anyone has any specific questions, leave them in the comments and I'd be happy to get into it with you. So next, ritual. Now it's interesting. I know everyone has seen that big yellow ad when you go on Pinterest or Facebook. Ritual multivitamins for women, they look really cool. You know, they have all of these benefits and things like that. I belong to ShareASale. And most people that have self-hosted sites and they want to make some money try to generate income from the ads they use on ShareASale. I'd seen Ritual on Pinterest and I said, well, let me apply. So I applied. And a lot of times when people apply and they send out a general email, welcome, thank you for becoming an affiliate, yada, 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 all that. But I actually took some time to read the slideshow. And in the slideshow, it's like, welcome ambassadors. Contact us if you'd, you know, like to basically work with us if you want more info. I reached out to someone who works with their ambassadors. They got back in contact with me and I was sent some product to use and thus began the campaign. And it's interesting because, you know, I am not your average 20, 30 something blogger. I'm seasoned, let's say that. Y'all know how old I am. And yes, that post to 50 things at 51 was lost. I'm mad about that, but I get into that later. But I had to, and because I'm diabetic, I had to first check with my doctor to see if this was something that I could even be taking. My doctor says everything in it looks good. There's nothing in here that I see that's wrong. Yeah, take it. But I like people to keep in mind, because I am promoting this vitamin and I'm doing the 21-day challenge, that when you take a vitamin, it's not a magic pill. Vitamins take time, at least 2 months, for you to be able to feel the effects of it. And again, it's not an all-knowing, all-magic pill. You're not going to take it and all of a sudden grow pretty hair and nails and have energy out of the yin-yang and this, you know, incredible fit. No, that's not how it works. Vitamins take time. You have to stick with it. You have to get your body used to it. And this is in conjunction with the proper diet, plenty of water, rest, and exercise is what I like to emphasize. Like I said, I'm trying to look like Angela Bassett when I turn 60, okay? She is beautiful. That's the kick I'm on. So I'm keeping you guys updated. But again, I've enjoyed, you know, working with, you know, Ritual, it being my first, you know, little jaunt, and it's been great. I mean, if I was in this, or if I was solely created a blog to make money, then I would be scratching my head right now. It's work. It's grind. You got to put that work in. And because I love it and it's a hobby for me, I don't see it as work. Hey, I am willing to try new things and bring people a different perspective on what it's like to try those new things. But it's someone with my age. I'm not saying that I know it all because I'm 51. I was like, did I say that? I put that out there. But anyway, I'm not saying that I know it all. I don't. I clearly don't. There are things that are new to me, but I know that I can bring women, especially young women, a different perspective because, hey, I have seen and done a lot. So I want to try it from my perspective. And, you know, I'm going to keep y'all abreast and keep y'all on that ride and journey of how that works out because I'm having fun doing this, you know, and this is like my second life. You know, I enjoy this. So that's the ritual. Again, I'm enjoying that. Last but not least is my future outlook. And I think I kind of touched on that. If I was doing this blog or website to make a crap load of money, then I would be surely disappointed, because this is not something that happens overnight. It takes time to find your niche or what you're good at. Some people are really good at talking about all things that are spiritual, and they give you guidance and prayer. That's beautiful. Some ladies are really good at, you know, exercise and health and yoga and everything holistic and natural. But I'm coming at you from all angles. I'm coming at you from a woman who's older, who's a mom, who's been working in a field for over 25 years and getting out here and trying new things, you know, dating. Well, I don't really say dating anymore. Let's see, my boyfriend. It's so weird saying that. It really is. But doing things from a different perspective. And I would like my blog to reflect some of that and some of what I've learned. And if I can, you know, throw a little bit of that seasoning, a little bit of that spice, that experience spice up in there, I am oh so willing to mentor and talk and help people. Because what is knowledge and of knowing things without spreading it around or giving that knowledge to someone else who can take it, mold it, make use of it, get what they need with it, and then pass it on again? That's how women learn. It's like cooking. Your mom can show you a recipe, and you're going to do that recipe, but then you might think of a way to change it, make it healthy, make it more indulgent, make it different. You take it, you put your own spin on it, and you pass it down. And, excuse me, that is, you know, what I am trying to do. You know, I would love to try out products. You know, my skin is changing, my body is changing. So I'm all about just giving people a different, you know, angle of how I can be or how I can be of help. I don't know what am I saying. See, I told y'all unscripted. When everything is written down, when I do these posts, I work in my journal weeks ahead of time. FYI, my 52 list journal, I work in weeks ahead of time, so those are planned. I type it all out. I talk it to myself or recite it to myself. I proof it. I recite it again. Then I get on here and record, and I take out take all that out of the recording. And it's a process. So it is very, very planned. So this is new for me, doing this unplanned. Hey, if you like it, give thumbs up, like, whatever you need to do to let me know to keep going, because this is not something that I'll do all the time. I'm one of those people that I like order and schedules and organization, and I like when things are that way. So that's just me. But yo, I have been talking you all to death. I hope I've kept this under a certain amount of minutes. We'll see in the editing process. But thank you again for listening to my Sunday journal unscripted. Thank you for visiting Life by Waitha today. I hope you come back. I hope you subscribe. I hope you like. Give me your comments. Give me all that love, because that love keeps me doing this. And I really appreciate each and every friend and follower that has commented, liked, or done anything, because you all are my motivation and I love y'all. With that, I am out. Y'all have a good day. And like I always say, know thyself.